aren't these White House ceremonies for the national champions are usually just photo ops where everyone's all smiles, but this one was a little different.
Yeah, it was very surprising to have news happen in the middle of this. Obviously, President Obama welcomed the storm to the White House, and everyone was all excited about that. And then Coach Brian Agler announced an explanation to President Obama where their star was, Lauren Jackson. He disclosed that she's undergoing hip surgery and will be lost to the team for 8 to 12 weeks. Apparently, a number of teammates had not been informed about this, so this was breaking news to them. I think Sue Bird had a great quote about that after the ceremony. She said, there's a few words I could use to describe just how sucky this is. And it really is, because in addition to the fun of the event, the downer is that Jackson at 30 might be looking at the end of her career. I'm not saying that she isn't a warrior that couldn't recover from this, but her hip labrum is torn in half and separated from the bone. So this is a three-hour surgery performed this week by a premier surgeon, but it is an 8 to 12-week rehab. She's going to be on crutches for a while before she can resume running. And even though there's a chance she could be back for the playoffs in September, there's a chance she might not, because you never know how these rehabs go. She's already said that she would want to spend 2012 helping Australia prepare for the Olympic Games, which are in London. So she's already said no 2012 for the storm, and now 2011 is pretty much gone. And this is a long history of injuries that have compromised her playing career, because she plays so much around the world that she tends to wear out a bit. She's had an ankle surgery in 2008 that kept her out of the playoffs. In 2009, it was her back. And last year was wonderful, because that's where it all worked. She was healthy, great season, and a championship that was celebrated at the White House. But now, boy, this is going to be tough to come back from.
And they already were off to a bit of a shaky start this season, even when Lauren Jackson was playing.
Right. They were 4-2 going into the weekend. And they fell behind in one game against the Minnesota Lynx 22-0 at the start. They lost the game, but it was a very weird, slow start. And so this is often the case with defending champions because they have a target on their back and teams come very prepared. Still, it's been a shaky start, and now they're going to have to execute the season without Jackson, probably, for the balance of it. And that's a big hole to fill, because she was the heart and soul of the storm.
Well, let's talk about that. They do have some other star players. Last year, they had kind of the threesome of Sue Bird and Swin Cash and Lauren Jackson and some other players who've really stepped up as well. But you're saying, if they don't have Lauren Jackson, what are you thinking about them getting to the
playoffs? I mean, she was the Michael Jordan of the WNBA, and a real star who was the team catalyst. And she's had bad games that they've survived, and they've even won since she went down on June 21st. But she's still such a formidable player that the team was built around, that I think it's going to be a very difficult endeavor to try to keep going at the pace they established last year. It's just very hard, because she's so valuable. And now they have to try to, you know, redo the team in midseason. Never an easy task when you lose a player so significant like Jackson.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And you can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.